Good morning, everyone. You are tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here for the weekend. Looks like we got clear and sunny skies today. We're going to have a high of about 76, the north-northwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be mostly clear, low of 52, southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, we got the morning clouds, then mostly sunny with a high of 72, west-southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And out on the Monterey Bay, the north winds 5 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell at 2 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. Tonight out there, south winds 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 3 feet at 8 seconds. And on Sunday, we got the southeast winds 5 knots, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell at 2 to 3 feet at 10 seconds with patchy fog. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, not a whole lot to report. There was that traffic collision on 101 at Espinosa Road. Looks like it's not really affecting traffic flow. Other than that, if you see something, 475-1080, let me know, and I will report it. Current temperatures, we got Monterey at 55 degrees. It's 60 degrees in Salinas, and in Watsonville, it's 61. We're at 60 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. Official time, 10:07 and 10 seconds on this Saturday, September 11th, 2010. Up next, we've got the Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Would it be poor taste to wish you happy September 11th?
Yep.
Then I won't.
Okay.
Yeah. 9 years, huh? What were you doing?
I was actually I was living at my parents' house at the time. I was in college, and I was getting ready to go to school, and then it came on the news, and I watched the news when I first saw it. The first building had fallen, yeah. And then I watched live the second one. Oh. So, yeah, it was. I don't even know. There's no words.
I was at KSCO East. Recovering from a torn Achilles tendon in my right foot.
Really?
Yeah, I was on crutches, and the phone rang early in the morning. It was my mom to tell me to tune into the television right away because mm-hmm. she wouldn't believe what's happening to our country right now, and so I did. And it was before the first building fell. And in fact, I was watching Tom Brokaw. And the building fell all the way down. And he didn't even...
realize?
Yeah. I mean, he was just... Now, I don't know whether he was, you know, not paying attention or just wasn't... Or was just in such incredulous disbelief
that he was frozen.
That he was frozen.
Yeah.
So, you know, usually you would expect from a play-by-play announcer, right? Like, you know, from a breaking news story.
Totally.
To be describing what's happening. And I swear, it seemed like the building was entirely down and in rubbles.
Before he
acknowledged, he says, well, someone has said that the building has collapsed. And it's obvious because you've seen that it collapsed.
I think he, as everyone else, was just so shocked and thrown off guard that it was just his natural... instinct to report second by second was kind of thrown off.
Yeah, so
it's very
cut him some slack on that one here.
Yeah.
So let's start the show.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Well, it's September 11th, 2010, 9-year anniversary of the worst attack in U.S. history on U.S. soil. No particular guest today. We're going to make it an open mic. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what some people are calling our own little 9/11 up in the Bay Area in San Bruno. Stay with us for the next 2 hours.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
So I find it hard to believe that 9 years after the horrific event, we still haven't caught bin Laden or haven't confirmed his death or haven't really explained what happened. But then, of course, let's see, 1963, that was 47 years ago when President Kennedy was assassinated. We don't know for sure what happened there either. I'm a very, very strong believer in the fact, I consider it an absolute fact that the Warren Commission report is not what happened at Dealey Plaza. And up until 1995, when I visited Dealey Plaza, I did believe that the government, the Warren report was indeed legitimate and correct. But here it is many, many years later, and no one knows for sure what happened. And no one knows for sure what happened at the at 9/11 either. Now, I am fast becoming suspicious that the government take on what happened at 9/11 is not the true story. Yep, yep. You guys have been witnessing it for, I don't know, the last year or two. I'm always willing to keep an open mind and be courteous and respectful to people who call the radio station with differing or alternative points of view. But it's only during the last, year and a half that I find myself becoming a 9/11 truther. I wouldn't say I'm quite there yet, but I'm probably 90% there. So, I don't know. Should we be playing politics, as they said on the news? People in New York today, when they're honoring the dead and the families, they're caught in a quandary about whether to be letting politics creep into the conversation at all. But there's a fire keg. You know what I'm talking about the mosques, the people who are at odds with each other. I don't think it can help but become very political today, but maybe not. Who knows? What do you think? Are you as baffled as I am that 9 years after 3,000 people died, not just one person? Of course, it was an enormous event on November 22nd, 1963, the death of a president, the assassination of a U.S. president and a beloved U.S. president. But wow, it just sort of gets you thinking. It really, really does. Then, of course, we had our own tragedy much closer to home. Evening before last, up in San Bruno. And the middle of the night, I couldn't sleep. I checked my email, and I received this letter. And I don't know. I'm just going to put it out here because some very serious questions we have about the San Bruno explosion and fire September 10th, 2010. Well, the fire happened September 9th, but I guess the person is referring to the questions that have popped up on September 10th, which is yesterday. Number one, multiple eyewitness accounts of distinctly hearing and or seeing a jet plane fly at, quote, incredibly low altitude, unquote, traveling from east to west, and seconds later hearing the monstrous explosion and fireball with ensuing shockwave that blew people a foot across their rooms, 1.5 miles away, and over Crestmore Ridge. Number two, 911 calls began flooding the emergency dispatch, claiming they heard a plane crash, in quotes. The initial reports through the media were that a plane had crashed. Soon after, the FAA reported that, quote, all planes accounted for, unquote. Number three, the blast site was less than 4 blocks from a fire station. However, it took the first fire trucks over 10 minutes to show up to the scene. Then the next sentence says, in capital letters, to their credit, once allowed, underline, to be dispatched to the scene of the crime in big letters. The first responders worked together with amazing courage and fearlessness and did everything they could to do what they do for us every day, offer their own lives to save ours. All the men and women who risked their lives to do what they could for all of us yesterday and today are heroes, and we offer our most heartfelt thanks and gratitude. But even as our heroes can't do their jobs with their hands tied, they saved as many lives as they possibly could and miraculously protected multiple neighborhoods by holding the line in Glenview Canyon while the expert and absolutely death-defying firefighting pilots pulling off aerial acrobatics with precision in unbelievably difficult flying conditions kept the blaze from catching the canyon's eucalyptus grove on fire and potentially destroying the hillside communities of San Bruno and thousands of homes, not just 36 or 37. I say this with such explicit intentions of respect and admiration for these men, women, and machines, because this is a classic example of how a few people at the top of command in our government can effectively use the system we adhere to and follow to the letter of the law with our own blood, even if that means our own mortality, against ourselves and those we love. Point number four here. As an eyewitness to the events that have unfolded here in San Bruno over the last 24 hours, I can say with almost certainty that, okay, get ready, folks, for this. The San Bruno explosion and fire was an inside job. Number five, we must act fast. The entire neighborhood has been declared a crime scene, and a tightly secured half-mile perimeter has been established and is locked down with deadly force. There are dead bodies everywhere in the Glenview neighborhood, and there is a massive cover-up going on right now. The mainstream media's downplay of the casualties is another hoax. This is going to get a lot worse, folks. I personally know a police officer who was on the scene last night for 15 hours, and he told me himself, with concurrence from other credible eyewitnesses, that the estimate of casualties they could see was over 50 bodies. Most of the deceased lying dead in the street, burned alive while running away from the literally hellish scene. Neighbors watching neighbors being burned alive. Who on earth or otherwise did this to us? The mainstream controlled media's scrubbed, in quotes, coverage of our own little 9/11 is an absolute hoax as well. A classic digital cover-up, very easy to do with a little software and a 15-second delay. That footage is not showing everything. There are dead bodies and skeletons all over the place. The reason that the death count is so low right now, and I believe it's four, right, Dickie? I think the latest death count is only four. Is so low right now is because the San Mateo County Coroner's Office cannot declare someone dead without going through proper protocol. That's just the way it has to be done. Also, many of the burn sites are too hot for the cadaver-sniffing dogs. The last I heard from those I know on the ground, the missing persons estimate is at 140 plus. This number will hopefully go down as more people are accounted for. And then there's point six, seven, and eight with question marks, and nine. And number 10, this leads me to one horrible conclusion, that first responders could not be dispatched until all the eyewitnesses were dead, with a bunch of exclamation points after that sentence. Freedom-loving Americans, it's time to rally the benevolent forces of truth and justice who are sworn to protect the United States from enemies both foreign and domestic. Get to San Bruno, California, and investigate this horrific crime. Please, we are begging you with all our hearts. There is so much more evidence that we need to collect and secure, but we have to act now. We need to get to the bottom of this, and we need your help. Please blast this email out to everyone you know and call the oath keepers and people who are awake and free that we still have in our country and our government. I know you're out there. And most importantly, please, everyone who reads this, I humbly ask for your kind thoughts and prayers for all the families that are suffering at this time. God, please be with us, and we are truly in our hour of need. Thank you. May God bless us all. And the person wanted to, says this is an S, yeah, at the top of this, it says this is an SOS alert. There's a name there. I don't know, gang. I'm torn because it says this is an SOS alert. Go viral. Please copy and paste or forward anonymously to protect my privacy. Thank you. What do I do? I think it's an interesting piece of prose here. Is this guy a nutcase? Is he? You know, there are conspiracy people who are just so off the wall and so distrustful and paranoid about everyone and everything that absolutely nothing that happens is, in their eyes, as it happened or as you are supposed to believe it happened. So I don't know. Did I just do something irresponsible by even reading that letter to our KSCO audience? Should I mention the person's name? I'm a person who feels very strongly. If I say something, I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to say anything anonymously. If I believe something and I say something, I'm proud to attribute the something to myself. What do you think? Anyhow, so that's and by the way, if you Google San Mateo explosion conspiracy, a whole bunch of stuff comes up. And at the very top is rumormillnews.com, which is a very popular conspiracy website, one of, if not the most popular in the world, that's operated, at least it used to be locally, here by the name lady by the name of Ray Ellen Allen. And I don't know if Ray Ellen still lives here. She used to call KSCO quite frequently. Haven't heard from her in a while. Don't know if she's still in the area or if she's doing rumormillnews.com from some other locale. But in any case, we also want to talk about PG&E because the official word, and I believe it as of this point, there's no reason that for me to believe that that it was not a leaky gas pipe that exploded, because apparently there were a lot of people in the neighborhood who were complaining about smell of gas for some time before the explosion. So I don't know. Anyhow, give us a call, 479-1080, if you want to contribute to the Saturday special today, if you want to share some of your thoughts about 9/11, September 11th, 2001. Poor PG&E has really been taking it in the shorts. Last couple of weeks here, we've had Saturday specials talking about PG&E smart meters that nobody seems to be in favor of. And, boy, and if it turns out, if you look at PG&E's website, they say, we're not sure exactly what happened, but if it turns out that it's our fault, we will accept all responsibility, and so forth. We do have a caller, Linda in Ben Lomond. Let's bring Linda on. Say welcome to the Saturday special. Linda, you're on the air.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
Hey, you know what? I am a person who does believe in conspiracy theories. But on the 9/11 one, I think, no. I think Alex Jones is absolutely wrong, and I got some evidence. Have you ever heard of a guy named George Sada?
No.
Okay. Well, I wrote a letter, and I left it in the station, but I guess not too many people read it. Okay, George Sada, this is eyewitness, okay? This isn't hearsay. He was an Iraqi fighter pilot. He's what's called, an air vice marshal in Saddam's military. He was personally, knew Saddam for like 30 years. He was what you call Saddam's trusted confidant. He has a book called Saddam's Secrets. He was friends with Saddam even when they were very young. He used to take his wife to work with his wife, okay? And Saddam trusted him about everything. He was in on every meeting there ever was, okay? And he has a book explaining everything about Saddam, the WMDs, what happened to him. Now, if you don't want to believe him, I don't know who you believe, but he says the WMDs were transported in 727s and 747s, and they took commercial planes instead of military vehicles, you know, so they wouldn't be searched. And all the passenger seats and galleys and storage compartments and every equipment was removed for them, and they put new flooring in it, and they transported hundreds of tons of chemicals into Syria under the cover of a mercy mission. And there were a total of 56, he calls them, sortie missions. Okay, this is an eyewitness. And so this whole thing about there were no WMDs is insanity. He used them all the time. Everybody knew he used them. He explains in the book that they used them.
I don't think people are I believe they're WMDs, of course, I believe that. And I believe they're very well hidden in Syria or someplace. But that still doesn't that still doesn't explain Building 7 collapsing for
no
reason.
You have to listen or read the book to know what Saddam was behind 9/11 too. Okay, there was a guy named Bill Tierney. He was a weapons inspector. He's the one that found the tapes in Iraq after we invaded. I don't know how many months later. But he said on the tapes there was evidence that Saddam was involved in the planning of 9/11, and also Russia had something to do with it. Now, why those tapes weren't let out, they were given to the State Department, which I believe is totally Muslim at this point. They're against the United States. They didn't let these tapes out. And you can, Bill Tierney, I had heard him say that all the evidence you'd ever want to know about Saddam Hussein was on these tapes that they found. Now they hid the tapes. And I also, Saddam was behind, if you read the book, Saddam's Secrets, you'll know a lot more about Saddam and what he's behind. And
I'm very happy that Saddam is dead.
Yeah,
too. Don't get me wrong.
But I think
I think there's a very good chance that he had a lot to do with 9/11.
And I think going into Iraq was correct.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy had to do with everything. If you just would read the book.
What's the book again, real quick?
Saddam's Secrets.
Okay, bye.
By George Sada, S-A-D-A.
Where does he live?
In Iraq.
He lives in Iraq now, still.
Well, that, I couldn't tell you where he lives right now, but I have the book, and
okay.
I've read it.
Alrighty.
And he was actually, he actually talked Saddam out of attacking Israel. Saddam wanted to go in and attack Israel after we freed Kuwait. And he explained to Saddam all our equipment and how they could never possibly win against us, and Saddam backed off from attacking Israel. This guy had everything to do with everything with Saddam, and he has a book. Why doesn't somebody interview this guy?
I will.
Okay, good.
Can you set it up?
If you tell me where he lives, I will.
Okay. We'll
I don't know where he lives.
Anybody out in KSCO country who knows where, what's his name lives? I got to write this down.
George.
I can't write it down. I don't have a damn pen.
Okay. It's G-E-O-R-G-E-S Sada, S-A-D-A.
Okay.
Are okay.
You writing that down, Nikki? You have a pen, don't you? No.
And by the way, look up Bill Tierney and look up about these tapes that were found. And they were just hidden.
That's amazing. What would the world be like? Can you imagine a world without Google or Yahoo or search engines? I can't imagine it. And it wasn't, our world was like that, 15 years ago?
You know, this guy was actually on Fox News once. This book was written in 2006. But I actually remember seeing him, and I also saw him on the 700 Club once. And he said what happened.
We'll see what we can do. That would make a great Saturday special. Thank you, Linda.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate your call. Terry in Watsonville, you're next on the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, KSCO, correct?
Correct. Good. Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, I was calling more about 9/11, but just quickly on the last lady's call there, as far as Saddam's weapons of mass destruction being whisked off to Syria, that's possible, but the reason that was done is because those weapons were traceable to the United States. And, I mean, that's on record that Saddam Hussein started his career working for the CIA. And, you know, it's just one of these cases where we fund, you know, our enemy's enemy kind of thing. So, you know, I mean, that's possible that there was weapons of mass destruction, but there's no proof or evidence that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with 9/11. And
I've got to stop listening to talk radio. Maybe
that?
I got to get out, because this stuff is making me crazy.
Well,
I mean, to think that our government could let alone would, be so evil is just unthinkable.
Why is it unthinkable when there's so much precedence in history? You know, there's so much precedence for the American government justifying
our entrance into wars.
You're
absolutely right, but you're depressing me.
Well, it's a depressing world, but, you know, unless we face up to it, it's just going to get worse. See?
I think we should tell jokes for the rest of the 9/11 Saturday special.
I think that would be inappropriate now. Come on. No, just real quick on 9/11. The thing that gets me on 9/11 is building number 7, the collapse of building number 7. No one can explain it. The 9/11 Commission just ignored it entirely. This building collapsed at free fall speed into its own footprint. A plane never hit it. It happened hours after, you know, like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, there were explosions heard in the basement. You know, the police were heard saying, get back, this building's coming down. And it has every characteristic of a controlled demolition. Okay, there's no way.
Absolutely.
That a steel.
I totally agree with you. And that's why that's even more depressing.
Well,
but I guess I'm just going to have to be depressed.
Yeah, well, better depressed than dead. I mean, we've killed over 1 million Iraqis using 9/11 as a justification.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's buck up here and do what's right here. I mean, this is terrible that we're, you know, invading sovereign countries and just slaughtering people. Not to mention, you know, we've been using this depleted uranium. That place is contaminated with radiation forever now. You know, I mean, we got to face up to, you know, this is a great country, but there are some wicked people in control.
There are wicked people.
We can't just hide our head in the sand.
And there are a lot of wicked people.
Let's make jokes.
There are a lot of wicked people that are streaming into this country now because the borders have not been sealed as they should have been.
Well, that's a whole nother
topic.
Why do they leave our borders wide open?
Maybe it ties into the same topic.
Well, it does.
Yeah. Alrighty, Terry, listen.
And, you know, they know that they're provoking Islamic terrorists, and they know that they're letting them in here.
I appreciate your call, but the next caller has all of the answers.
Excellent. I want to hear them.
It's Dave Allen. But how come the computer doesn't work? Oh, because I'm using the wrong mouse. Okay, thanks, Terry. Here's Dave.
Oh.
Hi, Dave. You're on.
Am I there yet?
You're on.
That's from radio. The nice lady that previously called, this guy, George Asada. Let me get this straight. He was Saddam's right-hand man, friend,
well,
whatever.
Well, confidant is the word she used, Linda.
All right,
used.
Right. The guy's still alive and living in Iraq. Gee, does the word agent provocateur sound familiar?
Yes, it does. That's right.
I mean, the guys are constantly writing a book about, oh, yeah, there are mass destruction weapons. It's all bull.
And Lisa, Linda believes in conspiracies, she said. That was the first thing that she said.
Well,
but not in this case.
Oh,
apparently,
okay.
She believes that 9/11 is exactly what was presented.
There's pieces of bones. They're still finding little fragments of bones 4 or 5 blocks away on rooftops. But yet, alas, Muhammad Atta's passport found on the ground unscathed. And not even one piece of burned evidence on it. Amazing, huh?
So, Dave, did you hear the letter that I read about some very serious questions about the San Bruno explosion?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Let me just preface this. I love my country. You know me, man. I was waving a flag way before I even knew you guys down there at KSTO. I was born patriotic. I grew up in New England where, come on, if you don't grow up older and patriotic with the bastion of America was born, where else are you going to do it? But our country has been hijacked with the blue President Kennedy's brains away at high noon for the whole world. As if they off on goo to the whole planet. We have a corporate elite that runs this government. I love my country. It's the government I get to worry about. People confuse country with government. We have those corrupt government money could buy. It's corrupt international corporate elite government. It's all smoking.
Well, I don't know about that, but
why are we all over the world like Rome, empire building. See? Well, I mean, like you were saying, you know, going in the Iraq, like Terry put it right on the head, Terry Touche. I mean, we've used depleted uranium in our missiles, in our hardware for the tanks, and that country's loaded with. Iraq is known as the bastion of civilization, what's called biblically the Euphrates Valley, where way back Sumer and Babylon was sprouted up, where we all came from. Now it's like a rat hole of uranium depletion, and oh man, things we've done in the name of profit. Remember this summer, another $11 billion disappeared. We just can't find it. How do you lose 11,000 million?
I don't know.
I think with, like you said about, somebody mentioned that George Bush, that first of all, Saddam Hussein did work for the CIA. George Bush Sr. was CIA director. He brought Saddam back from Egypt, where he was a rogue person running around, because his own uncle disposed him. He ran to Egypt for sanction. And CIA brought Saddam back to Iraq with the help of George Bush Sr., where they quickly rounded up. Saddam was put in charge of a coup d'etat, where he executed his own uncle to seize power of Iraq. If you go down to town, downtown, in Iraq, I can't think of the
name. Baghdad?
Yes, thank you. Okay, yeah. my, you know. But the Bank of Iraq, the National Bank of Iraq, on the front sidewalk, has a huge 12 to 15 foot across mosaic tile. You know, Iraqis are really good at mosaic tiles and all that artwork. There's a huge artwork tile of George Bush Sr. He's a friend of Iraq. The family's made hundreds of millions doing business with Saudis and Iraq. And the whole thing's just a big snow job. I wish people would wake up. And if you believe that three guys would hijack a plane with plastic knives, all the way from the local airport, fly all the way from Boston, why not go to Kennedy Airport 12 miles away? Logan Airport, fly the plane. You know how hard it is to fly a plane like that? 750 and fly right into a target at low altitude. Wow-wow-wee.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Santa Claus is coming down the chimney. East Bunny's going to bring you eggs and chicks in the mail. It's just sad that our country's, we really want to believe in our government, but our country is not our government. Our country's being bushwhacked. You know, Alex Jones annoys me. He really goes overboard and he makes.
I would have thought that Alex Jones would be your hero.
Well, he used to be in limited doses, but I would listen to the guy. This guy's gone over. Look, people know that there's much power in the mind. Our mind's great. Like the Bible says, the biblical records, Bible, Torah, whatever you want to go back to, man, you know, minds think. When God thinks, it was done. We're all part of God. We're live beings.
That's exactly
God
right.
God in our minds. So when you control the mind of millions or even billions of people by negative thoughts, planting information, people can go, oh, man, they're going to dwell on it. That creates a huge, powerful force for negative evil to manifest things that are not good for everybody on the planet.
So you say Alex is right, but largely right, but he goes too far.
Yeah, well, either he's knowingly doing this or somebody putting him up to it, because how could you put out that negative? They have a lot of stuff.
Are you going to ask him that as a question?
Michael, you can put in 9 truths and hide 1 big lie that's been known forever. So I'm going to wonder how a guy to talk about the end of the year, we're all going to die, and the U.N. troops are going to go house to house, going to round us up in the middle of the daytime, but hey, buy some gold. You need to buy gold and bullets and my water purifiers and my dehydrated food. Why? So some Chinese U.N. troop could have a nice meal while I'm dead? I mean, it don't make sense. I believe Alex Jones makes a living selling the problem. Unfortunately, there's too many people that know the truth, but they push it so much, they got to capitalize on it, and it makes them, I believe, lose their credibility somewhat. But a lot of what Alan Jones said is true. It's very sad. PG&E smart meter, like Gary Arnold said, follow the money trail. Who owns Wellington Electric? All the inside boys from Squanson Formulation.
Oh, my.
Now we'll know, but people laughed at for years that Dave Allen's crazy. No such thing. We all know it's fact now. You Google it. CFR. All the people that repeat Peterson, all these
No,
guys.
Dave, you're not crazy. And guess what?
Oh,
our phone lines are jammed.
Good.
You've done it, Dave.
Oh, Nick, you
I couldn't do it.
But, on the fire, light a big match.
But you did it. You did it.
Anyways, man, you have a nice day. And
thank you
for helping out with the user-friendly. Those guys, let me say this. User-friendly computer is the bomb.
Wait a minute. That could be, that's sort of a negative thing.
I don't know. If you're hip, it means
no one likes a bomb.
Well, okay. User-friendly computers, par none.
Oh.
Hey, these guys come in. They're not rip-off. They do their thing. Try to say this without cussing. But these guys are on top of it. They're, you know what I mean? They're freaking good. They're on it. They deliver. Not because they know who I am, but last week my computer took a dump. What? That's like the other half of my body.
It's true.
Well, the left half.
It's most of my body.
They saved my computer. They revived it. And my hard drive, which all my stuff is in.
Now, we call them down here, and they're here in a second, and they fix it. So they're good. They're
That's
good
right.
people.
Yeah, okay. they're high and mighty. They don't take temper tantrums, and they're reasonable, I guess.
Yes. Okay, Dave,
all
thanks
right,
for
thanks
calling.
You. I'll be listening. Everybody out there, open your eyes up. Read between the lines.
Yeah. Peter V. in Salinas. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Michael.
How in the world are you, Peter V. in Salinas?
Good, thank you. I've got a 9/11 comment myself.
Do it.
Well,
I mean, make it.
Anybody that believes that Saddam was behind 9/11 is very naive. I mean, you mean to insist that Saddam Hussein got our Air Force to stand down since no fighter planes entered the fray during that entire fiasco? Are you telling me that Saddam Hussein got the Pentagon to stand down? Not a single shot was fired when that plane hit the Pentagon. That's the most unbelievable part of the whole 9/11 conspiracy. Not even a janitor out in front of the building with a mop. Can you believe that, Michael? Let me continue on that. People would insist that Saddam sent his weapons of mass destruction to Syria. Again, please get out a map. It's less than 200 miles from Damascus to Jerusalem. Are you telling me the Israelis would allow VX tipped missiles within a 200 mile range? See, that on its face is just absurd. And the last thing I want to leave you with, Michael, is that, again, the death continues in New York City because it was Republican EPA Director Christine Whitman that sent the firefighters and sent the responders into that 9/11 hellhole knowing it was full of asbestos and toxic burning plastic.
Yes.
So, again, and the last thing I'm going to leave you with, Michael, is, who was the commander-in-chief during the greatest security failure in the history of the United States? That would be George W. Bush. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, Peter. Thanks for calling the KSCO Saturday Special. Phone numbers, we do have a couple of one person hung up, and Peter V. just hung up. So we now have two open lines. But we have James in Seaside, Ben in Salinas, Phil in Santa Cruz, and Joe in Seaside on the line. Let's hear James in Seaside is next up. James, you're on the air. Hey there.
Well, Michael, good morning. It's been a little while since I spoke to you last.
How in the world are you?
Michael, I'm not doing too good because if anybody can believe that the United States would do the stuff that these people are saying they did to our own people, I don't understand why they don't catch a plane and go somewhere else along with this Jones guy. You know, this is the only country where you're not forced to stay here if you don't want to be here. And if I felt like my government was...
I didn't know that.
If I felt like my government is as bad as these people who are calling in this morning think they are, I would have left a long time ago. I would have crawled. I would have did like the Mexicans do. I would go through all kind of extraneous situations just to get out of here. But they're not going anywhere, but they'll stay here and complain and live the good life, you know. And I don't understand it, Michael. I do not understand how anybody with the... With the amount of intelligence that I got, and I don't have very much.
Yeah, you do. You're one of our most intelligent callers, and I was so excited to see your name on the board here because you're right. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Michael, I wish you wouldn't make fun of me, but I am not.
I'm not making fun of you, James. Come on.
I still don't understand how people can think that this government is so bad, and they're not catching the first thing out of here. You know. It's just like the people in Mexico know it's bad in Mexico, and what are they doing? They're crossing deserts.
Maybe, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Going through extraneous temperatures and stuff just to get out of there. But nobody here is going nowhere, but they're going to call you every weekend and tell you how bad the most beautiful, the most wonderful country in the world is. And I'm a black man saying that, Michael. You know, and I have nothing to complain about because the country has given me an opportunity that I couldn't have had in Africa, I couldn't have had in Germany, I couldn't have had nowhere else in this beautiful world.
Yeah.
But these people don't want to thank God for what America has given them, but they want to complain with all these, we knocked down the building 7. Are we running the most corrupt government?
No. The government did. No one says the people did. Come on.
Well, the government did. Yeah. You know. I don't know how this has been. How long? 9 years since that happened. And all the people that known about the government knocking us down, nobody's come forward and said yes, the government did it. You can't keep a secret like that long, Michael.
Yeah, Hey, you know stay on, James. Let's see if Ben and Salinas can answer any of your questions. Hey, Ben, you're on the air.
This is the great Ben. You know, Michael, you and I have had our differences, but man, I'm so proud of you for one thing only. You have an open mind and you only seek the truth. The truth is not Republican or Democrat. It is only the truth. James needs to learn there's a price to be paid for freedom. If there's been criminality, I don't give a damn who, if the multi-billionaire or the Satanist or whoever. You have to find out the truth is behind the criminality. Now, James, what have you to say? What are you afraid of the truth for? What did happen to Building 7, Mr.
Wait,
James?
You tell me something that's truthful that you can prove, not a theory, not some kind of wacko-minded person. Tell me something true that I don't know about.
Well, you tell me what did happen, Mr. Wise Guy.
Oh, what happened is our enemy took three of our planes, and made bombs out of
Building 7.
Building, so what about Building 7?
What did happen there, Mr. James?
Okay, Mr. Smarty, let me ask you a question.
Now, this is the great Ben. You're the Uncle Tom here.
Yeah, I am Uncle Tom, and I'm proud to be Uncle Tom.
Well, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're a coward.
And I'm very proud of it.
You're an intellectual coward, sir.
Days go up where the fire was, just south of San Francisco, right?
Well, we need to know what happened in San Francisco, sir.
God damn, you don't want to listen. The explosion happened in one section of town, but a lot of buildings burned after that explosion. Why?
Don't you want to know why?
Some building was almost 500, 1,000 feet away from where the explosion was.
Yeah.
Why did they burn?
Oh, so what are you saying, James? Are you saying that it's more than is being reported?
Well, listen to what this guy here is saying is more than being reported. Because, the fire couldn't have spread on its own. Or the building couldn't have fell on its own from the shock waves from the two explosions. That couldn't have happened. Somebody had to blow the building up. Now, you said that's just as stupid as telling me that the buildings that burned around the explosion burned, but all the buildings outside of the explosion were set afire by somebody running out with a torch saying, I want to burn the whole place down.
The whole thing was set up and directed by the United States government. You need to study the FAA.
Wait a minute. One person at a time.
I'm sorry.
The whole thing 2 days ago was set up by San Francisco and the town of San Bruno, or whatever it is.
Don't you want to know the truth?
On its own, somebody had to set the buildings. All the buildings more than 100 feet away from the fire were set afire by somebody from the government in San Bruno or somebody from the government in San Francisco.
Nobody's saying that.
Fire on their own.
We need the truth. A police officer is not going to lie to Michael Zwirling about seeing bodies. Now, wake up, Mr. James.
Well, see, I don't understand how all those bodies can
That's
be laying
the problem. You don't understand.
And all those helicopters flew over showing the damage in the streets and stuff, and not one of them picked up a dead body laying on the street.
Yeah, well, here's the thing that baffles me. Even if I hadn't received this letter in the email that I read at the top of the hour.
Dude, I heard the Levy Rager letter.
Okay, yeah. But doesn't it seem a little strange to you that an explosion so massive that it would level... 36 houses? Just blow them right off their foundations. Would only kill 4 people.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, it don't seem strange to me, Michael, because I saw stuff in Vietnam that I didn't think nobody could live through.
That's
old news. My real life experiences.
That's old news, man. Come back to the table.
Wait a minute, Ben. I'm going to put you on hold here. Go ahead, James. Ben can hear you still, but I got to just do this whole thing.
In 66, I saw him drop napalm on a hill, and the fire was so intense that nobody would have ever believed that anybody could have lived through it. And you know people lived through it, Michael? And now you explain that to me. I don't know if you know what napalm is.
Yeah, I've heard. I certainly, thank God, have not experienced
it. How do those people live through that?
Well, I mean, a lot of them...
It's the same thing as what happened up there the other night. because it's been exposed.
Right. Listen, I'm not saying that I believe that it's anything other than the PG&E gas leak. And
now I believe that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't understand, too, why people smell this, they say, for over a week and nobody ever reported.
I think people did report it. I think people did report it to PG&E, and they just didn't get around to doing it. I don't know for sure. And if that's the case, I doubt that PG&E would ever admit that. You know,
I don't think they would either, but I would believe that a lot more, and I would a lot faster than I would believe about bodies laying out in the streets and a whole lot of more people dead, and they just not telling us about it.
Yeah.
I just wish all these people who think America is so bad would get the heck out of America.
Yeah.
You know, I think we'd have a much better America if all the people...
Okay. Hold on just a second, James. And don't go away here. Ben, did you hear that?
Yes.
Do you feel like leaving America?
Hell no. I was born here. This is my country also. And welcome to America, Mr. James. Why don't you wake up and show some intellectual honesty there? If Michael's telling you the truth, what the hell are you afraid of, brother?
I'm just putting out some bullet points for discussion.
Michael, I'm talking to James and say, what is that brother afraid of? You put something very important on the table. What did happen to Building 7 and what did happen in San Bruno? I don't care about the religious or the political aspect. I want to know what is going on with my fellow Americans. Americans with a capital A. I don't give a damn about your stupidity. I don't mean you personally. I mean people, you know, if you're afraid of the truth, then what the hell are you about? And
okay.
I don't mean you. I mean more. I'm talking about James and now, people that do buy the printed story.
Now, stand by.
Sure.
Ben and James. We have to hear from Joe in Seaside. Go ahead, Joe.
God bless James. God bless his service in Vietnam. God bless his wisdom. God bless him being a gentleman. Too much of a gentleman to say what we really should have said. That Ben.
Aren't you
going to
God bless Ben also?
May Ben wallow in his own bullshit.
That's the end of that. You don't say that word on the radio, and everybody should know that. So that'll never be said. I mean, that's terrible. I'm really surprised. Saint and Hollister, you're on KSCO.
Good morning.
Hi.
I don't know what your life experience is, you and Ben, but obviously you don't know a lot of people because a conspiracy says there's more than one person.
Yes.
If you have more than one person, you don't have secrets. And believe me, the kind of conspiracies you're talking about are impossible with the number of people. And I don't know if you two are familiar with San Bruno, but that general area is essentially a big sand hill. That whole area is very sandy. And there were reports, and PG&E, that 30-inch high-pressure main, was on their list to repair over the next year or so. And there were reports, and PG&E came out, and because people could smell the gas.
Right.
When you have sand and porous soil, and you have methane pushing it at high pressure, it could be a small leak. Those high-pressure lines, my understanding is they run from 1,000 PSI to 2,000 PSI. And that could push that in there, and you have a bomb just waiting to go off.
Yeah.
And as far as... if you are familiar with implosions, all the explosions taking a place around there, and Manhattan is a big rock, and it just shook that building to pieces. You know, I hear people talking about conspiracy theories. I never believe them because you can't have that many people.
Okay, I don't know about these things, but all I'm saying is that Building 7 puts a big question mark to me. And all the years that I bought the Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman involved in the Kennedy assassination. That was all fine until I went to Dealey Plaza, and there is no physically, the laws of physics are laws of nature. They cannot be violated, Saint. That is not what happened. There was no way that there could have been one person. So that's one conspiracy I'm absolutely positive of, but I don't know what the true answer is. I just know that it ain't what we've been told. And it makes me think that when I get into investigating the rest of these theories, I may well buy into them. Anyhow, thanks very much for the call to the Saturday special. Wow, we got Richard in Watsonville, Scott in Santa Cruz. We still have James and Ben in Salinas, but we have commercials. We do have commercials, so let's play the commercials, and we'll hold this over to next hour, okay?
President Barack Obama has said that state and local governments should have some say over gun control, and he believes in a common-sense approach to gun control. However, if you translate the president's intentions, one thing is certain. It's going to cost a whole lot more to buy guns and ammunition in the future. So before that future arrives, head to the Giant TS Gun Show in Santa Clara County Fairgrounds on Tully Road in San Jose this weekend. You'll find everything under the sun for the hunter, sportsman, and collector, including guns, knives, antiques, military goods, sporting goods, books, coins, ammo, jewelry, cases, safes, accessories, and much, much more. Go early to the Giant TS Gun Show for the best deals this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is just $8 per person, and children 12 and under get in free when accompanied by their parent or legal guardian. All local, state, and federal laws will be followed. It's going to cost a lot more to own handguns, rifles, and shotguns in the future, and the future is coming fast. So head to the Giant TS Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds and save big.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
The Pajaro Valley Arts Council presents an exhibit of 70 artists' interpretation of birds depicted in multiple mediums, September 2nd through October 10th. Titled Los Pajaros, or The Birds, the show is open Thursdays and Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays, noon to 4 p.m. at Watsonville Pajaro Valley Gallery. That's at 37 Sutton Street. Andrea Rich's expert bird woodcuts will also be exhibited on the fourth floor of the Watsonville Civic Plaza from September 2nd to October 7th, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays. This is in conjunction with Watsonville's 6th Monterey Bay Birding Festival, September 23rd through 26th at Watsonville Civic Plaza. For gallery information, call 831-722-3062 or visit www.pvarts.org. For birding registration, go to http://MontereyBayBirding.org.
Are you as disgusted with the direction this country is headed? Corporate and government greed are destroying our economy. Hi, I'm JR. People need to learn to become independent and self-sufficient and not depend on government and big business for a livelihood. I recently learned about a near-zero risk business opportunity that I want to share with you. Would you spend $200 to buy groceries one time only to totally eliminate your grocery and gas bills? Well, you can, and this is why a very clever and innovative company has become one of the fastest-growing business opportunities in America. Here's how it works. Purchase a $200 grocery voucher from this company. Tell two people and help your two tell two more. Once six people do what you did, buy a $200 grocery voucher, you collect $300 in cash and $200 Walmart card, and this can happen over and over. This is an amazingly simple system that works because everybody buys groceries and no selling is required. To become an affiliate, call me at 428-2743. That's 428-2743-428-2743.
If you listen carefully, you can almost hear the horses out in the arena and feel the horsepower warming up at the Speedway. Get ready, the fair opens September 14th. The 2010 Santa Cruz County Fair will pack the most family fun possible into six exciting days, including the debut of the Players Theater for Kids, and of course, chickens, rabbits, monstrous pumpkins, cute little piglets, cotton candy, carnival rides, beautiful roses, splashing sea lions, leaping dogs, racing pigs, and a whole lot more. Check online for details, the entertainment lineup, and daily schedule at SantaCruzCountyFair.com.
Save money. Discount tickets available through Monday at the fair office and online at SantaCruzCountyFair.com.
You love that good time feeling and excitement in the air. There's no better way.
Who knows? what evil lurks in the hearts of our walls. JM Electric knows. I'm Charlie Friedman. Fact is, we can't see what electrical evils lurk in our walls, and those evils cause about 68,000 home fires every year. I got to thinking about the evils that might be lurking in my walls and what a fire would do to my collection of 78 records, so I called JM Electric and asked for a current safe home inspection service. That was a good call. Tom from JM Electric used some high-tech equipment to conduct an incredibly thorough inspection of all my electrical systems. He actually looked inside the walls and showed me pictures of where I'm vulnerable. Thanks to JM Electric, I know there are now no electrical evils lurking in my walls, and that knowledge is worth about $1 million in sound sleep. Discover what kind of electrical evils are lurking in your walls. Call JM Electric and Salinas. Ask for a free, no-obligation electrical hazard assessment. That's JM Electric, 422-7819, or jmelectric.com.
KSTO Santa Cruz, and we join Fox News already in progress.
Pouring salt on the wound of 9/11 is another. So far, both protests have been peaceful, and the NYPD is here in full force to make sure it stays that way. Karen?
Fox News Radio's Jeff Minasso. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
Here's another encore presentation from Fox News Channel.
Meatloaf, nice to see you.
How are you, Greta?
I'm very well. Hang Cool Teddy Bear. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, I was watching a Russ Meyer movie, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, and we just had the closed captions, and in this weird scene in there, some guy spins a girl around and says, just hang cool, Teddy Bear. And I went, that's it. That's the name of the record, because what it does, when people hear it, they go, what? Huh? And that's it.
When you look at your career, which has spanned 35 years, you've sold millions and millions and millions of records. You can see sort of the stage actor in the most recent record.
Yeah, Rob Cavallo, who produced it, who I consider to be the greatest producer ever. And Rob Cavallo coined this phrase, which was Meatloaf is an actor who acts like he can sing. And I thought that was the best compliment anyone could ever pay me.
Be listening for more encore presentations from Fox News Talk.
The rubble in San Bruno, California has finally cooled enough so firefighters can search for more potential victims of a gas line explosion that destroyed an entire neighborhood.
They were going house by house, literally all through that neighborhood, looking for any more victims, and they didn't find any. So that's the good news. The death toll stands at 4. Officials initially thought it was going to go much higher as they went through those homes.
Fox's Dan Springer in San Bruno. The gas line that exploded was installed in 1956. Investigators aren't saying if age had anything to do with the explosion. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. Not far from the U.S. border, 85 inmates managed to escape from a jail in Mexico, perhaps with the help of prison guards.
Authorities are questioning the prison's director and more than 40 guards after a prison break that had inmates scaling the 20-foot prison fence with ladders. The prison's located in the Mexican city of Reynosa, just across the border from McAllen, Texas. Over 60 of the inmates who broke out are facing or have been convicted of federal crimes such as narcotics offenses or weapons possession. In Mexico, James Blears, Fox News Radio.
Igor is getting stronger. The tropical storm is expected to become a hurricane sometime today.
Igor is just below hurricane strength. It has maximum winds of about 70 miles per hour, so it's a strong tropical storm. It's currently located in the central tropical Atlantic, about 1,000 miles west of the Cape Verde Islands and also about 1,500 miles east of the Leeward Islands.
That's the National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan. A radio broadcaster in Norway quit her job on the air after saying she wasn't going to read the news because nothing important had happened anyway. She also accused her employers of putting too much pressure on the staff, and she was quitting because she wanted to be able to eat properly and breathe. A spokesman for her employer says the on-air resignation was a surprise. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSTO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast. Sunny, clear, beautiful skies today. High of 76. The northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Low of 52. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, we got some morning clouds, then mostly sunny with a high of 72. West-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, the north winds 5 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 4 feet at 8 seconds with patchy fog. And tonight out there, south winds 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 3 feet at 8 seconds. And Sunday, southeast winds will be 5 knots, becoming southwest in the afternoon. The wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell of 2 to 3 feet at 10 seconds and some fog. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, I have a few things to report here. There was a traffic collision on Highway 17 just south of Sugarloaf Road. And it looks like lane number 2 is where the situation is piled up there. CHP is on the scene. The other one is a traffic hazard on northbound 101 just south of Boronda Road. And that is a something in the center divide. Where is it? Looks like a couple deer, a male, or maybe it's a person. Anyway, something's in the road right there. Then we've got a traffic collision on northbound 101 just north of Buena Vista Avenue, Hollister-Gilroy area. CHP is on the scene there, and that's pretty much all I got for you. 475-1080 if you have any traffic updates for me to report. And as far as temperatures go, Salinas is at 66 degrees. It's 68 in Watsonville, 55 in Monterey, and 60 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. Official time, 11:07 and 25 seconds on this Saturday, September 11th, 2010. Up next, the second hour, Saturday special, MZ, KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Nikki James.
You sure are.
Yep.
And I'm MZ, and I'm feeling ashamed.
Why?
Well, Chuck Carter from Watsonville, a man for whom I hold hold in high regard, sent me an email 45 minutes ago at 10:21 a.m. It says, "Are you reading an old Twilight Zone episode? Did you really get such an email, or just sewing a controversial, fictitious story to get the show just to get the show going?" Okay, and it's Chuck Carter, Watsonville, and sent from my Verizon wireless BlackBerry. Okay, now. I guess the fact that I read some very serious questions we have about the San Bruno explosion and fire.
He thought they were fake questions?
Well, no. He thought that maybe I made it up or something like that, or maybe he was saying this is not, surely this can't be real.
Well.
But anyhow, then now when I'm checking my email, mz@ksco.com, that's the first email from him. Okay?
Right.
But then there's another one at 10:51 a.m.
Okay.
And then it says, "Okay, after listening to most of your callers this morning, I believe some did send that email and actually believed. The only sane-sounding caller this a.m. was James. Thank goodness he called and gave the show some rational balance. Chuck from Watsonville." Sent from my Verizon wireless BlackBerry. Again. Now, why don't you call, Chuck? You know the number. 479-1080. We'll put you on and you can add some more sanity besides that from James. Let's see. Is there any other? Is there a Caves commentary? I think there isn't today, is there?
No, is she still on vacation?
Yeah.
From commentaries.
Yeah,
there's not a new one in here.
Yeah, okay. So I'll read emails instead. Let's see here. There's a new voicemail. By the way, 429-2222 is going away, ladies and gentlemen. No more comments because people have been abusing it, and they've been using our comment line that is reserved only for praising, particularly Kay or me, and people have been using it to complain. And so I'm sorry. I've been warning people, and the comment line is going away at the end of this month. 429-2222, as good a phone number as that is. It's just a shame that just a few people can ruin it for the masses. Such a shame. Such a pity. Let's see. A picture from James. Yeah, my brother. Oh, Dave Allen sent something here, and oh God, this is terrible. James, I got to get James back on the air here. How do I do this? Oh, I have to go back here to James. James in Seaside. James.
Yes.
You use email?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel like giving out your email address, or should you want to just do that privately on hold?
Oh, I give it out.
You give it out, and you don't mind if everybody hears it?
I don't care.
Okay, what is it?
It's Will Geiger, WELLGIGER.
Wait a minute. All I have is a big, giant felt marker to write with. Will, G-U-Y.
Oh, Will Geiger, WELLGIGER.
G-I.
G-E-R.
At att.net. Okay. I'm going to forward you this email that Dave Allen sent. Okay? You'll get a kick out of it. But you know what I just realized? We have Irving and Aptos, Richard and Watsonville, Tammy and Boulder Creek. You and Ben are still with us, and Brad in Santa Cruz. And this is terrible. I haven't even started hour number two officially, so let's do it now.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
I have even more emails to read, ladies and gentlemen, and I will, because I want this to continue to be your favorite radio station.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
All right, welcome to hour number two. It's 11:13 a.m., and Richard N. Watsonville is next.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, James and Ben are still there if you want to talk to either one of them.
Well, yeah, I saw a whole lot of napalm until we decided to get rid of that nonsense in Vietnam, and we went with Operation Arclight. So if you guys want to look that up, you can see what happened to napalm.
Is that making sense to you, James?
Yes, it does, Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything that we used successfully, they got rid of it.
Yeah, and there was people that still lived through those bombings.
It sure was.
But not as many.
Any bomb you drop, Richard, somebody lived through it. You couldn't kill everybody.
And some animal lived through it. But listen, the week before 9/11, they shut down them bases over there in Monterey, that naval school and that Presidio. And they had those people that were bringing in the pizzas to the soldiers and stuff on the ground out there at the front gate, showing them what was inside the pizzas, checking out the trucks, everybody coming in and out of the gates had to be checked. Now, this is a week before 9/11. Sunday night before 9/11, what was that, 9/9, we had a program on KFI in L.A. with a guy named Craig O. Thompson. And he wrote a book about two planes bombing the Twin Towers. This is just 2 days before, Michael. And
seriously?
Sudden, yeah. Yeah, it was on a guy named Lee Klein show at KFI. But
how come that never got out?
We had him come back the next week.
What do you mean, we? Who's we? What do you mean?
Well, Mark Smith was his producer, and the week before that, we had a guy named Al Smith on that was a Muslim that hated everybody in the United States, and he was lived in Chicago. And he got everything kind of lit up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the weird thing about it is when 9/11 happened, Dave Allen calls me and says, "Hey, man, you got your TV on?" "No." "Turn your TV on." So I turn my TV on, and every channel's got what's going on. So I put the tape recorder in the VCR.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we're going to, you know, and James, don't forget, there wasn't three airplanes. It was four airplanes. Because One part of that videotape when I was doing had a guy named Jamie McIntyre that worked for CNN, and he was the Pentagon correspondent. And they had him out in front of the Pentagon saying, "Oh, I don't see any airplane debris here, no wheels, no motors, no airplanes, no luggage, no nothing." And what was it, a year or so later, they had him do an apology, saying that he did see something there. So ever since, I guess maybe the 9-9, when Craig O. Thompson got on the air, I had a funny suspicion about 9-11 all along, how two airplanes can bring down three buildings.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah.
As far as San Bruno, like I said a few weeks ago, PG&E's motto is, "We can do this." And I think you should take PG&E serious, Michael. And so should the rest of the people out there. PG&E is not doing this.
They are a very, very, very powerful corporate.
They were bankrupt.
Entity.
They were toes up and sold the Moss Landing power plant here. And
you're
sold,
right. They were toes up. You're absolutely
and
right.
And they had to file bankruptcy and they had to sell all their
but
assets.
I remember at the same time, in fact, Kay did a commentary about this.
She was upset about this as she was the IG. But the thing is where are they at now? Where they're at now is they're California's ISO, which means, Interstate Service Operator. That's what PG&E is. PG&E is the Public Utilities Commission. All right, man. Thank you, huh?
Okay, thank you, Richard in Watsonville. My absolute favorite regular caller because Richard is totally unpredictable, unlike all of the other regular callers who are totally predictable. Totally. 100% predictable. Okay, Irving. Now, wait a minute. I don't want to forget about Ben and Salinas. I do have to read this email here that came in a little 14 minutes ago. And in the title, it says, "Bull bleep" with two question marks from Southside Scotty. Well, out of all the things you can't say on the radio, I didn't know that bull bleep was taboo. But the guy who called the great Ben from Salinas bull bleep was, I'm sure, channeling the thoughts of many listeners when he said it. Right about the time that he started mouthing off to James about Vietnam, you should have dumped him. He's rude and obnoxious. His calls always involve insulting someone. If you have a banned callers list, he should be on it. Enough of him already. Southside Scotty. Well, Ben, what do you have to say?
Michael.
What do you have to say about that, Ben?
I got something very definite to say.
What?
The only damn thing that matters, Michael Zwirling, is the truth. What did happen? Just like you said, you went to Dealey Plaza. Now, of course, James there, the Vietnam wonderful guy there, wouldn't believe in the conspiracy theory of Oswald. Whenever two people agree that the sky is blue, that is a conspiracy. We do not yet know the truth of who killed our JFK. We don't need the truth. Now, to people like James and these people criticize, they don't care about the truth. In other words, if on Building 7, that thing didn't come down in a 10-minute decision of somebody to set off a firecracker. That building had to be wired just like both of the trade towers were wired. The bomb-sniffing dogs were taken out of there under the direction of Marvin Bush, working for SecureCom. He had retired that very day. This is evidence. Now, if you people don't want the truth, the great Ben, it is my duty to bring you the truth. Those people that don't believe me, they're very comfortable.
It's not a good thing I did to Southside Scotty by putting you back on. I probably alienated him forever as a listener.
Who cares? Michael, what, is there anything more important than the truth? This is America. I mean, if you're only allowed to tell the truth, according, like, yes, like Richard just said, PG&E is the ISO. PG&E is the PUC. Why? Because of the multi-billions.
No, you're right. They declared bankruptcy, and they still paid millions and millions and millions of dollars to their executives.
Isn't that
after they declared bankruptcy? Where did they get the money for that?
Isn't that what cost Gray Davis' job, a $26 billion debt to Enron?
By the way, James, you can chime in if you want to.
No, Mike, I'm just thinking. I'm sorry I messed up your program today.
No, you didn't mess it up at all. Are you?
I didn't start a fireball.
No. Listen, as Southside Scotty said, thank God that you, because I don't like calls when I don't like shows, even my own shows when everybody agrees with everybody else. So you're a precious, precious, precious caller, James. You don't understand it. That's why I'm keeping you on. I mean, and I appreciate that you're willing to stay on.
I don't want to be a precious caller. I just want to be a caller that people take seriously. If you take me seriously as a...
I do.
Or as a somebody that's nobody, it's all right. All I want you to do is take me serious because...
Okay.
I can't believe in what I can't see. And of all the investigations of Building 7, nobody has ever come back and said they found one shred of evidence where there was a dynamite, a C4, any other kind of explosive set up in that building.
But did a plane hit it, James?
Hit Building 7?
Right.
I don't think it did. But I think Building 7 failed because of the repercussions of what happened to the other two buildings.
That is mechanically impossible.
Don't say bull bleep.
No, that's impossible.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
So strong. It's just like why in an earthquake a building will fall right here and a building right next to it won't fall. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
But if it's something there that's concrete that I can see, I'm the first to believe it.
Okay.
Hey, Michael.
The theory, I don't want to hear no more theory.
Michael.
I want to hear.
Okay. What, Ben?
Okay. If there's nothing to hide, why was the debris from Building 1, 2, and 7, why was all that debris, every square inch of it, taken to China to be processed, even though there was a presence of thermite in those buildings, which is the accelerant which causes those beams to melt? Now, that's what is a fact. Now, can Mr. James deny that the use of thermite and the residue found in those buildings and tell me why all the evidence was sent to China?
Well, Michael, Ben, I think your name is. I think one of the reasons is there's not many places in the United States where they could process those buildings.
Come on. Because
everybody's all up in the air about what is that stuff you find in the walls.
Asbestos, yeah.
Asbestos. And it's just like nuclear waste.
Yeah, nuclear waste.
They have a nuclear plant, but nobody wants to store the waste.
Yeah, well, we got to watch out for nuclear waste, yeah.
Stand by, Ben. Here's Irving and Aptos. Irving, welcome to the Saturday special.
Hey, thanks for having me on, MZ.
Have you been on before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling back.
Right on. Yeah. So starting with James, I think he's coming from a really poor point of view to be actually. I mean, he's making an emotional decision before seeing any of the evidence, and he even said earlier that he doesn't believe in any conspiracies. So he basically said he doesn't believe in any conspiracies, which the definition of a conspiracy is one or more people coming together and agreeing to perform a criminal act in private. It's like saying I don't believe in murder. It's just completely ridiculous. He's making a decision based on his own preconceived notions about what's possible, and that's not how you go about life. As for the evidence, nanothermite was found, and there's been several peer-reviewed studies. Dr. Stephen Jones of Brigham Young University, a physicist with a PhD, did a peer-reviewed study, and they found nanothermite in the dust, as well as Building 7 had 28 steel concrete reinforced trusses, which all failed simultaneously. All these failed simultaneously. Building 1 and 2, they had some of the strongest trusses in the world. And after everything was said and done at ground zero, there are pictures all over the internet where you can see the main steel beam, which is cut at a 45-degree perfect angle, melted and cut with laser precision, which is a classic example of a controlled demolition. So the evidence is all there.
What explosive cuts like that? What explosive do you know of that cuts like that?
Nanothermite. Look into nanothermite, my friend. It's very hard. It's hard to accept the facts when they're not what you were told initially. And it's very hard to emotionally accept the possibility of somebody... I'm not saying that the government did this.
I think I'm along a highly different line than you do because I believe that my government is the best government in the world, even though they make...
Okay, well, you, sir, need to take a look at the facts, because your government right now just killed a million Iraqis for no reason. Did they send you to Vietnam? Why did they send you to Vietnam, sir?
They sent me to Vietnam to try to help the Vietnamese people have a better life.
Oh, with Agent Orange.
Okay,
that's great.
But
with Agent Orange. Yeah, good.
at the time that they were using Agent Orange, they had no idea that Agent Orange would cause the repercussions that it did.
And what about them sending heroin back in the body bags of the dead soldiers? You feel pretty good about that?
But that wasn't the government. That was a couple of misled soldiers. Wasn't the United States government doing that.
You know, what about the CIA involved in all the drug running, spreading cocaine and heroin?
Congressional hearing 1994 in front of Congress, this was admitted. Cocaine running and drug running.
You're fine with your government selling children drugs, and you don't think that. Okay, listen, I really salute James
for being willing to stay on, because he's really the only person. It's like everybody else is totally against the government here.
Well, I'm not against the government. You know, that's the thing. I'm just saying that when the facts are the facts, and we really do need to watch who we're putting in power, and we need to pay attention to the facts, and we need to not listen.
Is there any person, Irving and Aptos, that you feel comfortable putting into power into any position of power, local, regional, national?
That's the thing. I should have worded that differently. Our government was not meant to give anybody power. And that's what we've been tricked into by our media. The media makes it this whole carnival circus all about the gala and the grandiosity and what is the president wearing? You know, he's the new sexiest man alive. It's a complete joke. And I mean, I don't think anybody should have power. I think they should be stewards of the Constitution. So I guess I would call myself kind of a constitutionalist or.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind seeing Ron Paul in the president.
Oh, now you're talking. Hey, James in Seaside, what about Ron Paul?
I can't go with Ron Paul. I'll go with Sarah Palin.
Oh. I like her too, actually, but I like Ron Paul better.
I don't know if I agree with the gold standard, but the Federal Reserve definitely needs some rearranging there.
Well, we'll deal with that in a subsequent Saturday special. But thank you very much, Irving and Aptos. Appreciate your call, okay?
All right.
And here comes RC and Aptos. Hello, RC.
Hey, everybody.
How you be, RC?
Oh, good, good. This is an interesting topic. I'm not mad at the people who believe that the government bombed the trade towers. That's what we're talking about, right? It's kind of a vague conversation, but is that what we're talking about? That the government?
Yes.
Was involved in bombing the trade. I'm not mad at them. I think our country suffers from paranoia. And that's kind of what they're suffering from. But my question is it Ben?
Well, Ben is still, he's on hold. We can bring Ben back up.
My question to Ben is a very simple question. Do we have the people who believe in the conspiracy, do they have a person of interest? Who's the prime suspect here for wiring those towers?
Okay, I can only have two people on at once, so I'm going to put James on hold. Hold on, James, and bring Ben back on to talk with RC, and I want to make sure I don't lose either of you, okay? Okay, Ben, are you there?
Michael.
Yeah.
The CIA black ops people will do what they're told, and this is the reason it stays a secret, because they get very healthy, fat pension bonuses when they retire. If they divulge anything that they're not supposed to, they take an oath of secrecy when they're out of the service, and they will get every dime of their welfare cut off for their black ops behavior, okay? And they will even be in prison. I have people in my family who took pictures of secret issues during Korean War, during Vietnam War, they were involved in the photography and the media part of it, and they had to sign these agreements. If they even talk about the kind of camera or film they used, they will have their pensions taken, every asset they have will be taken, they will be sent to prison. Now, most human beings are not going to give away their
own... RC, are you cooking something? Sounds like you're in the kitchen.
You got me, but I'm talking and cooking at the same time. Come on over afterwards, Michael. I'll fix you something.
But true
thank
freedom,
you.
We'll
have to find
true
out.
Freedom,
what's
gentlemen,
the address?
Can only be rooted...
I'm not going there.
I'm sorry, Ben. RC and Aptos is cooking, but I think he's listening.
Yeah,
to
I'm
you.
Talking and listening and... I'm waiting for the person of interest here. You know, in Watergate, you with G. No, listen carefully. In Watergate, with G. Gordon Liddy. In Iran-Contra, it was Oliver North.
Yeah, Ollie, yeah. I had Dumbo with him once.
Who's the person of interest that brought down the towers? And, Michael, watch Ben spin. Watch him spin.
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney?
Marvin Bush.
Is there a lawsuit against those guys? Did you guys?
No, because the 9/11 commission was told where to look and what to find. The truth ain't nowhere near the 9/11 commission.
So a citizen can bring a lawsuit. You can bring a lawsuit. That's how
Eric Holder ain't going to do it. He's paid off and threatened just like a bunch of people were. Why are we? Why does it? You know, true freedom must be rooted in the truth.
Okay. Well, all right. All right. Dick Cheney and I mean, I could just picture Dick Cheney and. And George Bush in the basement of the White House, you know, the plunger, you know, one of the dynamite plungers, just waiting for those planes and time it just perfectly.
Dick Cheney was at a control console in the Pentagon when Norm Mineta walked in and saw him looking at the vector scanner, which shows incoming planes. An aide came in and said, "Does the order still stand?" And Dick Cheney turned around and said to him, "Has anybody told you anything different?" Now, let some educated caller call and dispute the great Ben. What I'm saying is true. And my difference with James is we both love this country for different reasons from different perspectives. But I'll stand by the man as long as he's speaking only of the truth, because freedom has to be rooted in the truth. Otherwise, you're living by someone else's permission.
Well, like I said, I'm not mad at you, Ben. But this is paranoia.
We only want... It is. You don't think... Paranoia? Our country was taken over by a coup in November 22nd, 1963. The same group of super billionaires are at the root of what happened on 9/11. Now, you need to write a book and learn the truth.
Oh, I do know the truth, and I wait
what
for
is
your
the
evidence.
Truth? You tell us.
Well, I do know the truth. It was Lee Harvey Oswald, it was John F. Kennedy. It was 19 crazy hijackers that bombed into the Trade Tower. There isn't one shred of evidence or any forensic that shows any explosive materials on George Bush or Dick Cheney that
RC,
I know of.
I'm going to want to take you up on your kind offer to feed me.
Yeah, come on over.
Please send me an email with your address. And you and I, during that session, and I hope the food is good.
Oh, I'm great.
We will have a debate about the John F. Kennedy thing. That I am absolutely certain of, that you are wrong.
I've called you up on that before.
You're wrong.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll have that meal.
But I'm not mad at you either.
Thanks for taking my call,
particularly
Michael.
For inviting me to.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, see ya. Okay, Brad and Santa. Uh-oh. What did I just do? Did I get rid of Ben? I didn't mean to get rid of Ben. Ben, are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. Brad and Santa Cruz, you are on the air.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
We're doing okay.
Okay, yeah, hey.
I'm answering for everybody.
Right, okay. Well, I have to tell you, I agreed with the last caller, and I am a conspiracy nut. I have backed with the JFK. I've read a lot of books. I followed Mabe Russell for a long time.
Have you been to Dealey Plaza?
I have not been to Dealey Plaza.
Go to Dealey Plaza, and I don't blame you one bit for believing what they tell
you.
You go to Dealey Plaza, there's no way in the world you will believe.
Okay. Mm. What I want to say, though, beyond this thing, is that it seems to me that, and the one thing I always look in conspiracy theories for, more than anything else, is that, do they make sense? And look at the human side of things. How do humans work? How do they operate? First of all, humans can't keep a secret. It's impossible. It has never been done. I don't care how much you threaten them or what's going to happen. The more people involved, the greater the chance that somebody will say something, and someone always says something. The other thing about, especially when you look at some of the aspects of 9/11, is that there's things that they have said that are lies. They know they're lies, but they keep saying the same thing over and over again. Well, if it's really true, why do you have to keep lying about it? One of them, my favorite one, is this whole thing about pullet is a explosive demolition term. They have never found one person who in demolition who has ever said that's true at all. It also would have meant that the fire department would have had to been the person that decided to blow up the building. That's ridiculous. They also said that, and I have seen this, and this is what really breaks my heart, is that Alex Jones will go down there and scream at firemen who lost their buddies there, telling them that they're liars and they need to tell the truth. And it's like, where does this guy get off? I mean, hey, okay, he's got these theories that he really thinks they're true. These men aren't going to lie for anybody. Their friends died in these fires and these explosions, and these are men who risked their lives. They would gladly risk their lives and their families if they had to stand up and tell the truth. It didn't happen. This whole thing, I think one time Alex Jones shows a picture of some guy, a demolition person, said, okay, you know, let's pull it, and then he blacks it out. The next scene is a giant cable wrapped around a building that's pulling the building over, so when it goes down, it won't fall the wrong way. Why doesn't he show that? Why doesn't he explain that? Because it doesn't fit in his conspiracy theory. If the truth is there, people don't have to lie about it. There's the whole thing, and just real quick, I'll end it. Flight 93, cell phones don't go that far. Of the 15-some calls, 12 of them were on air phones. But they never bring that up.
So what the hell's the difference? Who cares? That's nitpicking.
Well, the reason is because that is that because they are using these as constantly saying this is why it is. So if they're lying, like if they're not interested, it shows they're not interested in the truth. They're only interested in showing their story. If they know
all
it's
due
a lie,
respect, Brad,
why do they keep repeating it over and over
all
again?
All due respect, it doesn't matter whether Todd Beamer called on his cell phone or on the air phone. It doesn't matter.
It does matter because they're saying a cell phone over and over again. Cell phones wouldn't do that. And they're saying all of them called on cell phones. They didn't. It's a lie. They're making it up. They're saying there's no way any of those phone calls could have been legitimate. And they know they were. If it's true, they don't have to lie about it.
So I don't understand what your summarize your point in like 30 seconds, if you can.
Okay. Well, my point is kind of what Jeff said is that, you know, with a total lack of evidence to the contrary of what the real story is, all someone can say, well, that violates physics. Well, no, it doesn't. That never could have happened. Is it possible? That's not true. Many things happen that have never happened before. You have a building that's supposed to withstand an airplane. Well, that's theoretical. They're never going to know whether that building could stand up to an airplane until an airplane that size has actually hit it and they see what happens. What I'm saying is that there's no conspiracy theorist that can give you a timeline of exactly what happened, how it was done, and that would stand up to anything. The whole idea that they put munitions inside these buildings is that, you know, I know enough about munitions. I was a police officer. We did a lot with explosives. They have to go into those buildings. They have to gut them. They have to pre-stress, take out secondary stressors, and pre-stress the main beams in order to make it work. If they don't do that, they would need 10 times the explosive, and that building literally would have blown up from the middle out miles.
So you're buying the government explanation.
Absolutely.
Okay,
because
right.
The other story, they don't make sense when you really know how things work.
Got it. Okay, thank you, Brad. Do appreciate your call.
Okay.
Irving wants to respond to RC real quick. Go ahead, Irving.
Well, this is a response to RC and the last caller.
Okay.
Every single argument that both of them pose, I you notice this as well. Both of them are straw man. They're cherry picking through the facts. Concerning the telephone calls, there's no record from United Airlines of any of those calls being made. You can look that up. No record of Flight 93 ever existing from United Airlines. There was none of the wreckage was found. The black box wasn't found. There was only a crater, a massive crater, like a missile strike hit it. So, and then also with to RC. He just sat there and name called and said that anybody who thinks this way is paranoid. I mean, he's basically showing that he himself is afraid of the truth, so therefore he's projecting his fear of what the truth actually makes him feel inside. He projects that on everyone else. Says, "Oh, that's just paranoia." So I mean, you have to consider the facts. And as for the last caller, that's a great disinfo tactic that a lot of the debunkers, a lot of the paid debunkers that go on the radio and completely trash the families who are asking questions, the families of firefighters who are asking questions. There are so many firefighters who felt, heard, and experienced secondary explosions. You can get online and watch. There's so many videos of these secondary explosions and the people reacting to them. It is uncanny. So, I mean, and it basically everything the guy said was total disinfo tactic. And I would just really, really like to emphasize the fact
okay.
that we are only asking, and we as in me and the people that I would like to associate with who have brains, we are asking for a new investigation. We're not putting forth a theory of who did it. We're just asking for a real investigation because 6 of the 10 9/11 commissioners have come out and said that they were lied to by the Pentagon. So that right there, that alone, warrants a new investigation. And if you are so adamant against a new investigation, you need to think deep and hard about why.
Stand by, Irving, real okay. quick here. James and Seaside, you're back. Are you against, would you be against a new investigation?
No, Michael, I wouldn't be against no investigation as long as the people that want the investigation pay for it. I don't want my government money to pay for it.
Okay.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
Now, wait a minute. I agree with him, Irving, in Santa Cruz. It's like the poor loser in an election, and he demands a recount. So let the guy pay for the recount.
The American people are a poor loser. We need to investigate this.
No. You're sending different messages. You are being a hypocrite, Irving. As much as I love the fact that you called and you feel very strong.
How am I being a hypocrite?
You are being a hypocrite by bashing the government and saying the government is yes, you are. You're saying the government is feeding us beef. The government is. I have to put him on hold. You're saying that the government is feeding us falsehoods, and then you're turning around and insisting that the government pay for. I would think you would not want the government to pay for this new investigation. It should be an independent investigation, not a government investigation. For God's sakes, that's how you're hypocritical. Okay, now you can say a few more words, and then we have to go and play some commercials, or else we're going to go away. That means there won't be any KSCO to kick around anymore if we don't play some commercials.
I just don't think that that's a legitimate argument. I mean, we deserve an investigation with 6 of the 10 people who are investigating.
Okay, fine.
And 4 of the 10 who didn't come out.
Maybe the KSCO audience can throw in some money to put together an investigation, but not until after enough money comes in for our FCC license fees, and my God, we're only a third of the way there. Lots of people have donated, but nothing like last year. Nothing like last year. But we love everybody who has donated. We love everybody who hasn't donated but would want to but can't because of things, tough times and so forth. Let's take Tammy in Boulder Creek. She's been waiting a long time. Tammy, real quick.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm so glad you read that email. I kind of somehow thought psychically when that happened that it was some kind of something that wasn't normal. Anyway, I think you should go viral with that email. And I understand. I just want to say this to that person who sent you the email. Those who seek to lose their lives shall find them. And those who seek to find their lives shall lose them. So I think that God really, the 911 thing, everything about it, it's been used to incite war and now racial and religious violence. We really need to hold on to God and really seek the truth of creating a world where we live together based on true love, not based on war.
Now, who can argue with that?
Thank you.
I can. There goes Tammy in Boulder Creek, who waited a long time to say 46 seconds worth of wisdom. Okay, it's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. We got a commercial break, but first I'm going to do my live commercial for the sponsor of this radio program, the Saturday Special. And that would be California Grill at the corner of Airport Boulevard and Freedom Boulevard in Freedom. And I'm, can I be honest with you folks? There's nobody here, so I'm not happy with you folks at all. I have asked you repeatedly to go into California Grill, have lunch or dinner, and tell the owners, Paul and Neely Tarabi, how much you appreciate their sponsorship of the Saturday Special. No one else ever sponsored the Saturday Special. I mean, where they actually say, I want the Saturday Special and I want MZ. No one else ever has done that in almost 20 years. And the California Grill has seen fit to do that. And the California Grill has the chef and the menu of the old beloved Adolph's restaurant that everybody used to love and everybody was upset about when they closed. the most incredible, delicious Italian salad dressing with chunks of tangy tomatoes. I mean, there's no salad dressing like that anywhere in the world. And I thought it was gone forever until Dave Allen told me, oh, no, man, they've got the California Grill. They've got they bagged the chef from the old Adolph's. I said, no, seriously? Yeah, man, check it out. So I did, and he was right. And there's their special steak and their Spencer steak. Not Spencer's. There's a special steak, and then there's a Mark's skirt steak that's out of this world, if you like steak. There's something called chicken, artichoke chicken. Chicken, also out of this world. I mean, I am starting to drool all over the microphone. And but the reason I'm upset with you folks out there in KSCO land is that not enough of you have gone in to tell Paul or Neely that you appreciate sponsoring MZ. And while you're there, try some of their fabulous food. Okay? Now, I don't want to have to report this again. I mean, certainly a number of people have, but not nearly the number that we would have expected. So do yourself a favor, and me, and us at KSCO, go into the California Grill and try it. And if you are not satisfied, I want you to tell me. If you're not more than satisfied, I want you to send me an email, mz@ksco.com. And, of course, I want you to tell the owners if you're less than satisfied, because they will not stand for that. And take it from there, okay? So we got some other commercials. Let's do those.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics, voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
President Barack Obama has said that state and local governments should have some say over gun control, and he believes in a common-sense approach to gun control. However, if you translate the president's intentions, one thing is certain. It's going to cost a whole lot more to buy guns and ammunition in the future. So before that future arrives, head to the Giant TS Gun Show in Santa Clara County Fairgrounds on Tully Road in San Jose this weekend. You'll find everything under the sun for the hunter, sportsman, and collector, including guns, knives, antiques, military goods, sporting goods, books, coins, ammo, jewelry cases, safes, accessories, and much, much more. Go early to the Giant TS Gun Show for the best deals this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is just $8 per person, and children 12 and under get in free when accompanied by their parent or legal guardian. All local, state, and federal laws will be followed. It's going to cost a lot more to own handguns, rifles, and shotguns in the future, and the future is coming fast. So head to the Giant TS Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds and save big.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Collier, a web designer and internet marketing specialist. I heard an ad that's been running on KSCO, the one about the grocery business affiliate marketing opportunity. I thought it was interesting, so I got on the phone with JR, the guy running the ad. The system he described to me seemed like a neat way to make a little extra cash and help cover our monthly expenses. A bright ray shining through a dark economy. So I decided to join and get to work, using my internet background and experience to start running my own ads for this opportunity on the web. Since I learned about this business from a KSCO radio ad, it made sense to run my own ad on the KSCO.com website. Don't be down and out. Check it out and learn all about this business. Go to KSCO.com and watch the animated video in the upper right corner of the homepage. I invite you to join me, making some money and having some fun.
Hi, this is Mike Jacoby, inviting you to join me this Saturday for Raising the Standards.
I'm back from New Orleans with stories of drunkenness and debauchery. Well, I'll change the names, at least mine, so I seem innocent. On a serious note, we'll pay tribute to the anniversary of 9/11 with some veterans in the studio, talk about the new cause of Veterans Cemetery in Monterey, chat with author James Dotson and Jeff Levinson from the Blue Note. Be a big day. Please join me this Saturday for Raising the Standards, 3 to 5, only here on KSCO.
Your electrical problems are no problem when you take direct action and call Direct Electric. Hello, I'm Priscilla Christie.
And I'm Dave Christie. From blown fuses to power outages to remodels, Direct Electric will fix your electrical problems. And Direct Electric will do it right the first time at the right price with no service charge. Listen.
I'm Gretchen from Woodstock's Pizza. It's the best pizza in town. We were having problems with some of our electric stuff in our store, and we heard that they are a great business, so we gave them a call. They fixed our problem. They responded immediately, and we were really happy with the work that they did for us. We are friends for life.
Your electrical problems are no problem when you take direct action and call Direct Electric.
If you are in real trouble, ask for Direct Electric 60-minute emergency service. Direct Electric, that's the name. Service and quality, that's what's in the name. Direct Electric, 425-1407, 425-1407.
You don't know where to go to. Why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat. Perfect.
If you could only see through the window that I can see through, Nikki James grooving to this music. She does things with her neck that are just hilarious, just amazing. Welcome back to the closing few minutes, 9 minutes or so we have the Saturday special. We have a full board. I promise that every one of you who's on will get to you. I want to thank Nick Clifford, who sent me an email saying 9/11 ninth anniversary, World for 9/11 Truth, W9T.org. And it says, understanding the truth behind 9/11 is an awakening. Some will never wake because either they are too stupid or just afraid of the truth. Now, this is not me talking, folks. This is Nick Clifford. The reason I'm thanking Nick Clifford for sending me this email is he goes on to say something kind about me, which no one ever does. Thanks for discussing this. Brave men need to speak out. MZ, you are a good man. See, that's the nice thing about me. This movement is growing. The truth will soon be out. It will be a life-altering moment for this country. Okay, thank you, Nick Clifford. Wait a minute. There's another one from Nick Clifford that came in about 20 minutes later. Let's see. MZ, James is clueless. Please take him off the air with one big exclamation point. He's 100% brainwashed and ignorant of the facts and not a credible guest. Well, I guess I can't do everything all right. Let's see here. Rod Rocket. Maybe people don't appreciate their sponsorship when you have such garbage on. How disrespectful to the victims of September 11th and their families and the whole country for that matter. You should have just played music this morning or had dead air. Anything but the conspiracy kooks who always, more and more often, come out of the woodwork on KSCO when this topic comes up. That's from Pam. Okay, thank you, Pam. yeah, well, she could be right. She could be right. So let's go back to the phones now. Who's next here? David in Santa Cruz. David, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Real quick here. I have a bumper sticker that says, I made it up, it says, have you ever considered that you could be wrong? And if this were true, how would you know? No. And the idea is that we all have, you know, systems of thought and presuppositions that we base our worldview on and so forth. And yet most people don't know how to look at something critically. They don't know how to look at their own views critically.
Yeah.
And when you kind of look at all this, everybody's talking about the facts, and it's kind of funny because whenever you think you have the facts, you need to find out, okay, what's the alternative view, and really how would you know? But when all is said and done, it's like, so what? You know what I mean? So what? it's nice to maybe talk and discuss. But for most of us, there's hopefully two. We can maybe try to influence a few people that we know. We can vote. But all these people who are all involved in the conspiracy theory and so forth, what do they do to kind of make our world better? What are they doing to, you know, help somebody who's down and out? What are they doing to help the homeless? What are they
Let's
doing
ask Ben and Salinas that. Ben, what do you do?
Let me tell you what I want to say. First of all, three comments, and I'll be brief. That there was no cable involved in Building 7. There's no such cable that could change the falling direction of a 47-story building. No such cable exists. Number two, I'm getting confused here.
Okay, well, you think about it while we take... David, are you done? We need to finish with everybody else.
Okay, just real quick. It's like a lot of times I've found that when people get really sort of obsessive on this, it's a lot of times they don't have a whole lot going in their life, and it's a way of sort of making themselves feel good,
right,
of value and so forth. But maybe they should just take some of that energy and put it out and actually do something concrete, and then vote, you know. If you don't like something, vote them out.
Right.
You know, but, you know, whatever you believe, it's not like you're going to go change the world because you know something you think nobody else knows.
Okay. Thank you, David.
All right,
I appreciate your call to the Saturday special. Jane in Beach Flats, you're on the air.
I just wanted to speak to one little corner of the conspiracy theory, and that I've heard on the show a couple times today, about in the 90s, drugs being brought in to ghettos,
yeah,
by the then administration.
Yes.
Well, we have drugs being brought into our barrio by the Democratic Party machine in Santa Cruz, and it seems as though none of the leftists mention it at all, because they're on the left side. So if you can't talk balance, then shut up.
Okay. Thank you. Jane should know because she's a resident of Beach Flats. I recognize Jane's voice. She hasn't called the radio station for many, many years, so it's nice to hear her again. Raina, is it Raina in Salinas?
Yes, Raina from Salinas.
Hey, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I don't want to be on the air, but I guess I'm on the air.
You're on the air.
Okay. I just want to say that James and RC and all these people that are in denial, bless them for being, naive. I wish I was like that. You know, I don't want to believe that the government could do such things, but they do. And I wish I could be as ignorant as these people, because they don't see the evils that are really going on. That's all I wanted to say.
Wait a minute. James, Raina is on with you. Can you, are you beginning to soften even a little bit?
Yes, Michael. I'm not going to soften up, because in order for the Building 7 to have been brought down by the government, the government had to know that they were going to fly those planes into the two towers.
They did know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They would have had to know and just totally disregard it and say, okay, this is a chance for me to bring down Building 7. They had to know the exact time, the exact place, everything that those planes were going to crash in order to set off their explosions so they would coincide with what was going on down the street from them. So, yes, I am naive, and I take a lot of pride in being naive, because I'm not one of those guys, somebody going to tell me, send me $1,000 and I'll send you $15,000, and I'll fall for it. I am too naive for that kind of stuff. And, Raina, God bless you, because in America, everybody got the right to think the way they want to think.
Yeah.
And I don't want to believe my government is my worst enemy. I agree
that
some things the government do I don't agree with. But to believe that my government would kill 3,000 people just so it could blow up Building 7, I refuse to believe that. Yes, no, you're right. I am dumb.
It wasn't just Building 7.
She didn't say dumb. I don't think she said dumb.
They did it as a reason. They let it happen. They knew maybe they weren't doing it everything, but they let it happen.
Why would they let somebody kill 3,000 Americans?
Yes, they did. Yes,
why would they do that? They did it just to blow up.
They call it collateral damage. They knew that was going to happen. You know how I know?
How do you know?
If you try to cheat on your income taxes, they catch you, even $5. They know what we're doing, but yet they couldn't catch these guys. They were wiretapping their phones. They knew they were what they were going to be up to, but they let them do it to have an excuse.
Yeah, they wanted to blow up Building 7, right?
All right,
we're getting to the end. In fact, we're spilling into the news. Thank you, Raina. One more caller here. Terry, I think, called earlier. Go ahead, Terry, real quick.
Real quick. Yeah. I mean, the guys are saying there's no physical evidence. There was an anodized thermite. There's molten steel that can't turn liquid from jet fuel. There's, you know, no plane hit that building. It collapsed at free fall speed. And the one guy says that no first responders said anything different. That's a lie. I got tapes of all kinds of firemen saying they heard explosions. Boom, 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 like a controlled demolition.
I've actually heard that, too. Brad is correct from TR6 here. It says... to MZ. MZ, I've spent hours discussing the events of 9/11 with truthers. It is an impossible exercise. Every time you debunk one of their arguments, they, like children, ask, well, what about this? And then it goes on and on. After a while, they're right back where they started. What drives them is their disbelief in government. Their starting point is the government lies, like Dr. Stan and Alex Jones. They start with demonization of a person or institution, then weave partial truths into a false theory. It's a sad commentary that so many fall into this trap.
I'm not demonizing anybody. I don't hate anybody. I got a good, full life. I'm just saying the evidence is plain. Okay, buildings don't collapse at free fall speed into their own footprint by themselves unless there are explosive charges set on each floor.
That does make sense to me. That makes it. Okay, let's find out what Rick in Scotts Valley says real quick. Thank you for the call. Rick, you're on the air. I think you'll be the last caller. Go ahead.
Right on. Hey, I'd just really be interested on everybody's side. The people that hated Bush and that they believe that he was the regime that did all this, how would they feel about the conspiracy about Obama's birth certificate?
Okay, well, it's going to have to be a rhetorical question with no answer because we've already spilled into Fox News. Thanks very much for your call. Thanks to everybody, particularly James and Seaside and Ben and Salinas for being what turned out to be great guests for the Saturday special. We'll be back next week. Stay with us. Enjoy KSEO.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. We join Fox News in progress.
So, for powerful political coverage, stay with Fox Business Network.
The one show exposing outrageous crimes, shocking verdicts, and the cases America's buzzing about.
I think she will be charged for abuse.
I would have given him the mask.
The Legal Eagles tackle what the mainstream media won't touch. It's just one of the reasons why The Factor rules.
The Willis Report is on. Smart, trusted, and on point. Jerry Willis gives it to you straight.
It's not what we were promised, not by a long shot. Certainly, I think people are going to be keeping an eye on this.
Investigating top business stories, outing corporate scams, and policing D.C. policy.
I wish the Congress would feel the obligation to actually explain it to us.
Jerry Willis, uncovering the real stories behind the business headlines.
It's going to be shocking.
Check in with the Willis Report on the Fox Business Network.
If you listen carefully, you can almost hear the horses out in the arena and feel the horsepower warming up at the Speedway. Get ready, the fair opens September 14th. The 2010 Santa Cruz County Fair will pack the most family fun possible into six exciting days, including the debut of the Players Theater for Kids. And, of course, chickens, rabbits, monstrous pumpkins, cute little piglets, cotton candy, carnival rides, beautiful roses, splashing sea lions, leaping dogs, racing pigs, and a whole lot more. Check online for details, the entertainment lineup, and daily schedule at SantaCruzCountyFair.com.
Save money. Discount tickets available through Monday at the fair office and online at SantaCruzCountyFair.com.
You love that good time feeling and excitement in the air. There's no better way to have more fun in one day than Santa Cruz County Fair.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here for the weekend. Looks like we got the sunny skies all day today. Clear, high of 76. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 52. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, we're going to have morning clouds, then mostly sunny with a high of 72. West-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, the north winds will be 5 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell of 2 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. And tonight out there, south winds 10 knots. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell of 2 to 3 feet at 8 seconds. Sunday, we got the southeast winds 5 knots, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell of 2 to 3 feet at 10 seconds. And for your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, it looks like I've got a few things to report here. There's a large piece of wood in lane number 2.